Mama, have you ever felt your teenage daughter's responses and actions towards you are downright disrespectful? And have you ever thought if you ever did that to your own mom growing up as a teen, you would never get away with it? Or maybe you thought, wow, kids these days really lack what it means to be respectful. What is going on? While our teenagers are growing up in a different age than we did, they have so much coming at them with the convenience of technology and the speed of its development. So they have access to everything, Mama. But this is by no means an excuse for your girl's disrespectful behavior. But it does help us understand that we need to approach our expectations for respect differently than our parents did. Today, we're going to tackle a topic that's near and dear to me and every parent's heart, and that's gaining respect from your teenage daughter. That's right, folks. We're talking about those 7 golden hacks to gain R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me, from your teen girl. And I apologize in advance for my singing. One thing I love to do on top of doing this podcast and serving you mamas is also helping moms one-on-one, in the weeds, raising their tween or teen girl. Mamas who feel all of a sudden disconnected with their once young, cuddly girl and now entering the tween stage and have no clue what to do with her. So I got a chance to talk to one of my moms, and this is what she said. I was in a bad place with my 14-year-old daughter this summer when I decided to take the bold move to enroll onto the Talk to Your Teen Girl framework. After as little as 2 weeks into the course, I learned how to communicate more effectively with my 14-year-old daughter. I feel now I have the tools to handle conversations better and approach my daughter with love, empathy, and without judgment, something I honestly struggled with before. The result, my daughter recently told me I am her safe person. Wow. We are enjoying a closeness now that I would only have dreamt of before. It's a work in progress, but I have the tools now. Thanks to Jeannie, I am beyond grateful for this. Absolutely amazing to see how quick my friend Carly got a result in as little as 2 weeks and started to see the changes in her daughter and the way she interacted with her daughter simply by shifting the way she needed to interact with her girl. This level of connection bridged in just a few short weeks of Talk to Your Teen Girl framework. You're probably wondering, what exactly is in the Talk to Your Teen Girl framework? I'm a visual person, so I get you. I like to be able to visualize exactly what I'm getting into, and I like seeing the steps to fully grasp what I would be learning. So I totally get it. So here it is. In this course, you get access to 5 modules, which you can complete at your own pace. Typically, they are about 1 week each. You have access to a private Facebook Mom Tribe community. You get a workbook containing your communication action plan and notes from the modules. Plus, I'm not done, 2 bonuses. Not one, but 2. 52 dates, ideas with your daughter, 11-page resource guide, and never run out of things to talk about with your daughter. Endless questions in various topics you can ask your girl. I believe in equipping moms with resources and tools ready at hand's length to use and utilize at any given time. So if you are still trying to grasp what this all looks like, I get you. Come and visit talktoyourteengirl.com where I lay it out all for you. I'll see you there. I think back on my own teenage years and I can say I had my bouts of disrespectful behavior towards my own parents. I had to really reflect as an adult on why I was just so mean and why I didn't even care so much about the words I used and the actions I chose that were very hurtful and showed I had no regard for their position as my parents who loved me. I came to this conclusion as an adult. I was angry. I was frustrated. I was insecure. I wanted to be a specific person. I was not. I wanted to explore and discover who I was in this world and how I fit in. And as a well-meaning and loving my parents were, my attempts at that were knocked down and sometimes even ridiculed. Okay, again, there's a generational gap and a cultural gap between me and my parents. My curiosity for makeup at 13 was blocked, like blocked, hard stop by my dad, who forbade me to wear makeup and really didn't give me a reason, but because I said so. Well, this statement I translated as, I am controlling your choices. Pause here. I am a part of a couples group, a couples fellowship group, and we were talking about forgiveness and just relationships, and my relationship with my dad nowadays are so much better than it was growing up. And my husband shared something about me, and he's known me since I was 19, so we've known each other for over 30 years now. And something he shared about me was, Jeannie is the type of person that doesn't like to be controlled or told what to do. That made so much sense as to why my dad and his hard blocking of saying no because I said so was not enough for me. My mom, who would inadvertently make light jokes about my boyfriend at the time, who was literally a foot shorter than me, and would mock my words, in love? What do you know about love? I remember that clearly. Those words really struck me down in my 13-year-old world where everything mattered to me, even love, because I thought I was in love. Maybe you find yourself reminiscing on your own teen years and feel me on this, or maybe you find yourself in my parents' shoes. This is not at all to guilt you as to why your daughter is acting disrespectfully. It's just to realize what's going on in this place and why these reactions. And what I realized, these reactions caused me not to care so much of what my parents thought because I felt ridiculed and put down for my choices, even when my parents had my best interests at heart. If you find yourself in the same scenario, Mama, don't worry. Hugs to you. I got you. There's always space for small changes. Teens are resilient. They are. And this will not end. This will not be the end of your relationship. Now, if you grew up with parents like mine, the tendency is we have a cycle of doing the same thing our parents have done to us. We try to break the cycle, but we find ourselves, especially in heated moments, sounding like our parents. Okay, can you hear me on that? Today, I want to give a different perspective. Maybe you grew up with parents who have embraced the hacks I'm about to share with you, and that's amazing. Then you know how to model this even when your girl continues to push your patience. After all, it's part of the stage, right? But how you respond to her really does matter. She'll remember the words you used, the tone you took with her, and the space you provided even when she was at her worst. Okay, remember, grab your pen. Are you ready? Because I'm giving you 7 hacks to gain respect from your girl. Hey mama, welcome to Raising Her Confidently. Do you want to have open communication with your teen daughter? Do you find yourself constantly thinking about how to talk to your teen or why your girl is not opening up to you? Do you wake up with confident intentions only to feel confused and frustrated when all you get are one-word answers from your daughter again? Hey, I'm Jeannie. I too was a mom raising young teens. I too felt grieved by the loss of my sweet, talkative little girl. I wanted her to come to me about anything, even if she was scared, and listen to my advice. But I kept thinking, she won't listen to me, and I don't know how to approach her until I found tools to create open communication. In this podcast, you will find how to connect and talk to your teen and create a safe space for her to go to so that you will have that close relationship you dreamed of. Go grab your glass of Merlot and throw off those fuzzy slippers and let's dig in together. You're probably wondering, why 7? Why 7 hacks? Well, I'm using the word respect as an acronym. Well, let's kick things off with our first hack. R, reinforce positive behavior. You know how powerful a simple thank you or acknowledgement can be. So when your daughter does something respectful, whether it's helping with chores or showing empathy, make sure to reinforce that behavior. Positive reinforcement goes a long way in shaping future actions and choices that your daughter makes. Now, moving on to the second hack, E, empathize with her feelings. I talk about empathy all the time. Teenage years can be a roller coaster of emotions. Instead of dismissing her feelings or jumping to solve the problem, take a moment to empathize. Let her know that you understand what she's going through and you're there to support her no matter what, okay? Third, S, set clear boundaries. Boundaries are like the guardrails on the road of life. They provide structure and safety. I want you to sit down with your daughter and establish these clear boundaries together. In the Talk to Your Teen Girl framework, I teach you how to set boundaries around hot topic conversations. Part of creating open communication is really setting expectations around having safety within sticky conversations themselves. By utilizing templates that I provide in this course to guide you in setting these expectations and how exactly to share them so that you can get your point across and she can receive them. This is when she knows what's expected of her and she's more likely to respect those boundaries. Now, our fourth, right? We're on P. Our fourth hack, practice active listening. Sometimes all your daughter needs is someone to listen. And my daughter reminds me of that all the time. Mom, I just want you to listen. Listen without judgment or interruption. So put away the distractions, like the phone. Make some eye contact and really listen to what she's saying. And not just her words, but in her body language. What is she saying with her body? What is she saying in her tone? And what is she saying with her words? It shows that you value her opinions and respect her voice. Okay, halfway through, let's move on to our fifth hack. E, encourage independence. As much as we want to protect our daughters, it's essential to let them spread their wings and fly, mama. Encourage her to make her own decisions, take on responsibilities, and learn from her mistakes. When she feels trusted and empowered, respect naturally happens. I'm going to say that again. When she feels trusted and empowered, respect naturally follows. Okay, on to hack number six, C, cultivate trust through what else? Communication. This is exactly why Talk to Your Teen Girl framework exists. I teach you, mama, to establish new communication pathways because the old ones no longer work and they're needed to build trust with your girl. Trust is the foundation of any healthy relationships. So keep those lines of communication open even when it's tough. Be honest with your daughter and encourage her to be honest with you. Building trust takes time, but it's worth every effort. And if you need help in this area of creating open communication, I've got you. I've got you, mama. Talk to Your Teen Girl framework. Go head on over to talktoyourteengirl.com so you can learn exactly how I guide you through creating these new communication pathways that are essential in this teen stage. Okay, and finally, our seventh and last hack, T, take time to connect. In the hustle and bustle of everyday life, mama, and you know what I mean, life is just busy. There's so much and where did the time go? It's easy to lose sight of what truly matters, quality time with your daughter, and especially if her love language is quality time like my own. So put down your phones, step away from the screens, and spend some time, one-on-one time together, whether it's a movie night, a walk in the park, or just chatting over dinner. Those moments of connection are priceless. Okay, mama, there you have it. Seven hacks to gain R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I'll spare you the torture of singing it again from your teenage daughter. Remember, building a strong and respectful relationship takes time and effort. But with love and patience, you've got this. You've got this. No, you don't have to do this alone and do this journey alone, mama. Talk to Your Teen Girl framework fills those missing gaps and guides you with tactical steps to creating the open communication you need, which is needed to build the trust she is seeking and in return, the respect you desire. If this is you and you're saying, I need this, go run, not walk, run to talktoyourteengirl.com. That's talktoyourteengirl.com, and let's do this together. Hey friend, if this podcast inspired you or encouraged you or helped you in any way, I'd love for you to share it. You can screenshot this episode and share it in your stories on social media or text it to a friend who can use the support. It's the best way you can thank me. I want to let other mamas know they are not alone. I'd love to stay connected with you. You can find me on Instagram at Jeannie Baldomero or join my free mom support community at linktree.com/JeannieBaldomero. Until next time, live full of grace, Jeannie.